This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you when that insatiable desire comes upon you to retaliate. We've all been in contentious situations before. Some situations allow us to pray or to prepare beforehand, while others can happen in an instant. By now, you've watched the slap heard around the world as actor Will Smith walked onto the stage at the 94th Oscars and smacked Chris Rock for making an offensive statement about his wife. Graciously, Chris Rock chose not to retaliate. I've shared with you before about my own confrontation with another shopper at Target when she accused me of taking her place in line. Before I knew it, I was pulled into her field of negative energy and our back and forth exchange commenced. When I turned to the scriptures, I recall that Peter lost control of his actions when he slashed off the ear of one of the men who came to arrest Jesus. In the moment, retaliation can feel like a real show of strength. Yet true strength isn't determined by who throws the last punch or spews the last word. True strength is resisting that pull into a negative space in the first place. Even though Rock's joke was in poor taste, it didn't warrant him being assaulted. He should be given more credit for taking the higher road. As this is the season of Lent, let us remember these words especially. For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. 2 Timothy 1:7. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, don't get pulled in.